Camp meetings, their object, and how to conduct them. Need of the church. Many come to the camp meeting with hearts full of murmuring and complaining. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, those who indulge in this murmuring must be led to see that it is an offense to God. They must be led to feel self-reproach because they have allowed the enemy to have control over their mind and judgment. Complaining must be turned to repentance, uncertainty, and despondency, to the earnest inquiry, "How shall I become true in faith?" When man is a partaker of the divine nature, the love of Jesus will be an abiding principle in the soul, and self, in its peculiarities, will not be exhibited. But it is sad to see those who should be vessels unto honor, indulging in the gratification of the lower nature, and walking in paths that conscience condemns. Men professing to be followers of Christ fall to a low level, always mourning over their shortcomings, but never overcoming and bruising Satan under their feet. Guilt and condemnation constantly enshroud the soul, and the cry of such might well be, "O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Through indulgence in sin, self-respect is destroyed, and when that is gone, respect for others is lessened. We think that others are as unrighteous as we are ourselves. At our yearly convocations, these things should be set before the people, and they should be encouraged to find in Christ deliverance from the power of sin. He says, "When ye shall search for me with all your hearts, I will be found of you." The standard should be elevated, and the preaching should be of the most spiritual character, that the people may see the reason of their weakness and unhappiness. Many are unhappy because they are unholy. Purity of heart, innocence of mind, only can be blessed of God. When sin is cherished, it can, in the end, produce nothing but unhappiness. And the sin which leads to the most unhappy results is pride of heart, the lack of Christ-like sympathy and love.